So then there was a strategy session in Tulsa, and they were discussing a new theater or a performing arts center. And your cousin Joe attended that, I'm told. I'm getting this from Mayor Bob LaFortune. Joe brings the idea to you, and Charles Norman was the chair of the session.
Mm-hmm.
It was going to take $14 million to build the Performing Arts Center.
That was the estimate, yes.
So how were you going to come up with this money? And at first, did you buy into it right away? Is that a project you wanted to support?
Well, I was sort of busy on other things at that time, but it got to be more and more intriguing. Bob LaFortune was very much interested in it and wanted to help. We finally came up with the idea of let's try it and see if we do the 50-50, 50 private and 50 public financing, $7 million each. What really made it possible was when I talked to Mrs. Chapman and told her what we were trying to do, and she came up with she would finance $3.5 million, half of the $7 million. I put up $1 million, so we had $4.5 million out of the seven. Then I had to go out and raise the other $2.5 million. Bob agreed that the city would put out a bond issue, which was done very wisely. It came out in August. It was the only issue on the ballot, and I think it passed by 65 or 67% in favor.
That was August of 73 that happened.
Yeah. Yamasaki became the architect on it, and it was a rather small space. Williams gave him the land for the building, and we got the two theaters in there in conjunction with the parking garage, so it worked out very nicely.
You had then your $14 million, and then it went for bid, but it came in at higher than $14 million. I think it came in at $18
million. Yeah, well, I think it came up at more than that. The west side of the building was going to be clad in marble and whatnot, but we couldn't get it down below the $18 million. So we had to go back and raise another $4 million, and the city put up $2 million out of the sales tax revenue, and I went out and raised $2 million. We finally had $800,000 left over. That with that, we formed the Performing Arts Center Trust, which is the entity that sort of manages the operation, and it now is up over $2 million, and the income from that helps subsidize some of the programming. It's been a very successful operation. I'm quite proud of it, the way it's worked out.